Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
For a second time in a row, the Democrats have impeached the president for something he did not do, but which they are doing and have done.
Right. That's a pretty fair assessment.
So what they do is how they, when they do an impeachment, that's what they do. Now, let's go back. The first time, the impeachment, one of the two charges was, you remember, because Trump was colluding with, was trying to use a foreign ally, remember this, to interfere in an election. That
right.
was Ukraine.
Yeah.
Okay. That is exactly what the Democrats did in partnership with Russia to frame Trump. Exactly what they did. They even used a Russian spy. Oh, who was a Democrat who fled the country, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The suspected Russian spy that the Democrats, that the FBI, I'm sorry.
Well.
Democrat, FBI, same thing. Okay. That the Democrats and, you know, FBI, well, the FBI was watching him. Remember, he was a Russian spy, and they used him to concoct a bunch of fake Russian intel and pass it off as real. And we also know, because we have it in CIA Director John Brennan's handwriting, that the whole Russia collusion thing was never real and that it was cooked up by Hillary. And we know that because he wrote it in his own handwriting to Barack Obama and passed it to him in a note. And we know that the reason that John Brennan passed it to him in a note, because he was afraid. Because, see, the Russians knew the truth. And the Russians might tell the truth to the American people about what the Democrats were doing. That's why he put that in writing and passed it to Obama. He never thought you'd see it. So check. So Trump in the Ukraine is trying to trace all this down with all of the, you know, because you remember what he was trying to do in Ukraine. He was trying to get the Democrats server, the one that was allegedly hacked by the Russians. Because we all know it wasn't hacked by the Russians. So they impeached him for that. So they impeached him for what they were doing, colluding with a foreign power to interfere in the election. That's what the Democrats were doing. So now we're impeaching him for fomenting violence. Even when Trump did the opposite of what Democrats did. He told his supporters to be peaceful. Here we go.
Come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections. Come to demand that Congress.
Okay. Yeah. So that was him. Go over there peacefully. By the time he said that, the violence 45 minutes away by foot in D.C. had already begun at the Capitol. I don't want to say violence. It was more like pushing, shoving and trespassing. Let's be accurate about what happened there. And so that was that. So he just got impeached for telling them to go peacefully over there. Right. As we just said, the Democrats always impeach you for what they are actually doing. If you were to call for violence, what might that actually sound like? Let's do it again. This is the Democrats and the liberal media calling for violence. That they got, Lee. By the way, Fox News has finally caught up to us in their reporting.
Oh, good. I'm glad to know we were pulling them along.
There. Yeah, this is old and stale to WORD audiences. They actually ran this graphic. On one side, it says anti-police riots. They're talking about the ones from this summer. Damage, $1 billion to $2 billion. Officers injured, 2,037. 2,037 deaths. And you, if you want to see this slide, I screenshotted it right off Fox News. I've got it up on my Facebook page. Deaths.
For now.
For now, yeah. Go, hurry up and see it. It may not be there later. This amount of truth is not usually allowed on Facebook. Damage, $1 to $2 billion. Officers injured, 2,037 deaths. Fox News puts it at least 30. My count was 28. So theirs is a little higher than what I've been telling you. Then next to it, they have Capitol riots. Officers injured, more than 50. Deaths, 5. But let's remember who the deaths were. 3 of the deaths were actually medical conditions, people who've died of medical conditions they had who were protesters. Why they throw that in, I don't know, other than for propaganda. One of them was the Q supporter shot by the Capitol Police. And the other one was a Capitol Police officer that ABC News, and I put the link for you so you could read it yourself, that ABC News, his death said was, quote, was driven by a medical condition, unquote. So he was a medical condition, too. Media won't tell you that right now. They'll admit this in a couple of weeks. I don't know why ABC reported it. They buried it in one of their articles. But anyway, that is the comparison. It is stunning. So let's hear let's hear the Democrats do what they just impeached Trump for allegedly doing, but he did not do.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. No. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So, like, if you were to actually call for violence, that's what it would sound like.
No.
That's...
because we've heard it.
Because we've heard it, and we've played... I keep going. I mean, I got another whole montage, and then I got separate clips. I mean, we could do this all morning if we wanted to. Maybe we will.
Yeah.
As the show rolls on here. So, they just impeached Trump again for what they did, but he is not doing... Here's the thing, Lee. There's one person, one elected leader in America, who fought violence in the last calendar year. There was only one. Who fought for political violence consistently and persistently. And that was Donald J. Trump. He was the one fighting the Democrats to send the National Guard out. And when he, remember this, when he would, they call him a dictator. The reason they did that in this past year was because he would propose sending the National Guard or federal agents out to stop the violence that led, again, to 30 deaths, the injuries of 2,037 officers, and $2 billion worth of damage. He would propose sending the National Guard out, and they would say he was a wannabe dictator because he wanted to stop the violence. The one man in politics who tried consistently to stop the violence, not just spoke out about it a couple times like the rest of the Republicans, but tried to consistently to stop the violence, just got impeached for violence.
Now, see, there you go with truth over facts again,
yeah, I know.
Tara.
Well, you know where we live today? We live in the Upside Down. If you're a Stranger Things fan, you know what I'm talking. We live in the Upside Down. And somebody texted this to me yesterday. Take whatever they're saying. Take whatever they're doing. Take whatever they're saying. Take whatever they say they're doing and flip it when you hear it on the news. Just flip it to the opposite and you'll get real news. And that's exactly what's going on here. But Lee, we are rapidly moving into a second phase. This is a psychological operation in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to normalize left-wing violence. There's a second phase to this. Left-wing violence is good. It's normal. When things burn, it's good. It's justified. You should celebrate. But if anyone were to try to stop them, that would be bad. That would be actual violence. And I knew this was phase two. It began yesterday on CNN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I denounce political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing. Or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited Some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Expired. There will be order in the House.
I yield back.
The gentleman from Ohio, do you wish to reserve your time?
And they're booing him. They lit actual flames, actual fires. Did between $1 and $2 billion worth of damage. That's according to the insurance industry, a report of their payouts. And according to Fox News this morning, my number was 28. They have it at over 30. Anti-police riots over the summer, according to Fox News. You can see this chyron on my Facebook page if you want to see it and share it. $1 to $2 billion worth of damage, 2,037 officers injured, and at least 30 people dead, including two law enforcement officers. A third, of course, was shot in the back of the head, execution style, by a Black Lives Matter activist who will go on trial this year in Las Vegas. That poor soul, by the way, was 29 when he was shot, paralyzed now below the waist and on a ventilator for the rest of his life with brain damage. He's still alive. Barely. Not one of those was ever condemned by the Democrats. This is not just ironic. It's not just hypocritical. It's the plan. They're moving into phase two of the plan. Normalize left-wing violence. I knew this was coming. I just thought they'd wait a week after the impeachment. They didn't. Normalize left-wing violence. So what are we headed toward here, folks? What is this about? Do you realize right now, there are 20,000 National Guard troops in Washington to prevent violence ahead of the inauguration. That is more National Guard troops than in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. What's this about? The goal of this is to make it so that merely appearing in public, our side merely appearing in public peacefully, is a provocation. And we cannot do it. And this is going on all over the country. There's an LAPD officer who attended the peaceful protest. He left before the stuff at the Capitol, went back to his hotel. He actually saw the stuff at the Capitol at his, you know, on television in his hotel room. LAPD just turned him over to the FBI for merely, the LAPD top brass, for merely attending. See what's going on here? This is a tactic. It's smart. Just appearing in public is a provocation. Can't do it. Can't hold that sign on the corner peacefully. Nah, it's a provocation. FBI said might be armed protesters. Can't come out at all. You better not. What if someone were to take a picture of your face? You'll lose your job. Well, but what if... What about the $1 to $2 billion worth of damage that the left-wing protesters did this past summer? What about the 2,037 officers injured by them or the over 30 deaths? That? Now, that was great. We loved it. We want more. Said who? CNN yesterday. I can't believe they said this yesterday. I would have waited a week. But they said it yesterday on the day our president, who told the protesters to go peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol, got impeached. They actually lauded, praised, defended left-wing violence on CNN yesterday. See, this isn't going to stop with the impeachment. This is a tactic. This is a tactic. Encourage, protect, and promote the violence on one side, while hemming in even the ability to protest on the other.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now for phase two. The justifying of the left-wing, glorifying of the left-wing violence. Encouragement of the left-wing violence while merely gathering in public, if you're on the other side, is suspect. Folks, there's only one way to get our country back. All violence must be condemned by all sides equally. We have to return to when that was the ethic of the United States of America. We have to. We cannot have violence by one side encouraged and lauded by the media while trespassing and an incursion by the other in a violent manner is condemned in the strongest terms. We never saw a deployment like this of over 20,000 National Guard troops when the left-wingers attempted to storm the White House, throwing feces, rocks, and Molotov cocktails and injuring over 20 Secret Service agents. They put at least 3 of them in the hospital. It was never condemned by the left. No, Trump was condemned because he used tear gas to clear them out of the park across the street, where in their frustration at not having been able to breach the White House, remember they had to take Trump down into the bunker, they then burned a church, a historic church. None of that was ever condemned. Now we're going to phase two. I knew this was coming. I predicted it on the Battleground podcast. I just thought they'd wait a little while. But they didn't. And they're not. And yesterday on CNN, of all days, this is a crazy thing. They praised and lauded the left-wing violence of the summer. Folks, you can't make this up. We're going to tear this apart, but listen to this. This should scare you, because what we're hearing right now is you can't even go to the Capitol to peacefully protest at all or anywhere if you're us. That suspect, we're going to clamp down on you with the very National Guard troops that the left told us all summer Trump was a want-to-be dictator for wanting to deploy to left-wing areas to stop their violence. And now we have the glorification of the violence. The next logical step, like I said, I just thought they'd wait a few days, at least a few weeks. I really thought they'd wait a few months. That's what I predicted on the Battleground podcast, to normalize this, but they're not. Here is CNN anchor Don Lemon with a jaw-dropping. He's with Cuomo on the air. A jaw-dropping statement on yesterday, of all days, when the president was impeached for allegedly fomenting violence after asking his protesters to go peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. I can't wrap my mind around it. Here's Don Lemon, y'all. The violence is awesome.
You cannot compare this, and I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer to what happened at the Capitol. It's two different things. One was built on people, on racial justice, on criminal justice, right? On reform, on police not beating up or not treating people of color differently than they do whites. Okay? That is not a lie. Those are facts. Go look at them. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie perpetrated by the president and the people who support him. So just on that one, that merit, if you want to call it, it's not comparable.
Again, $1 to $2 billion in damage, 2,037 officers injured this summer. By the way, that's just through July. At least 30 dead. That's good. It's all good. It's fine. It's good. So it's great. You know, we know that was fantastic. See, what the Republicans were protesting, and I'm talking about the peaceful protesters now. We, of course, condemn any kind of violence. We've done that consistently from the summer through now. Never been inconsistent about it. He says, oh, it was good. The Republicans' violence was based on a lie. But see, ours wasn't. Well, we've since found out that George Floyd overdosed. His lungs weighed twice what they should have when he died. He was already straining for breath before anybody ever put a knee on him. And then we found out that the officer was trained and instructed to do so, and that it's in the manual. All that's going to come out at the trial. Am I defending the officer here? No, I want more information. They told you none of that. You could argue, and I have, that their violence was based on a lie. It doesn't matter what it's based on. It's wrong. At the time, they fomented much of the violence. The officer who appeared on video to have killed George Floyd was in custody. He'd been charged. So the idea is like, there's no justice, man. We got to go out there. Yeah, there is. We have a functioning justice system. It worked. He'll get his day in court. He'll be tried. He'll have to answer for what he did. Nothing about the system's broken. Our violence is justified because why? Again, tell me again why. Well, it's racial. But there was justice. The system worked. Guy was fired, vilified. Wife divorced him. Spent months in jail. Finally bonded out. He'll be tried. What about the system? What about that is injustice? System worked? Well, we just felt mad. So we wanted to do $2 billion worth of damage, injure 2,037 officers, and kill at least 30 people, including two law enforcement officers. See what they're doing here? Don't take your eye off the ball. Violence is good when we do it. It's good. He didn't stop there, though. We can't have whataboutism. You can't talk about our violence. We can talk about your violence and condemn it, but you can't talk about our violence. No, whataboutism is what this country needs right now. It's what we need desperately. Because we cannot allow any kind of violence to become the norm, or this country is over. But that's what he said, Don Lemon, on CNN yesterday, while praising the violence this summer.
Those things are not comparable, so they should stop doing that and stop this whataboutism or what happened with this. No one has ever gone this far in saying that an election was illegitimate.
What? The Democrat Party made up Russia collusion. John Brennan, again, head of the CIA, admitted in writing that Russia collusion didn't come from Russia. It came from Hillary's campaign in July of 2016. We have it in his own handwriting. And then Nancy Pelosi called the 2016 election illegitimate. And a month after she tweeted that, a man picked up a rifle, went to a baseball practice, and attempted to kill Republican congressmen. And what it takes for this to stop is for both sides to stop it and knock it off. Violence is not okay. It's not okay if you're a left winger. It's not okay if you say, I feel racially offended before you do it. It's not okay ever. Talk about a COVID crack up. You ever had a moment of extreme irritation? Maybe you're out in COVID world, in Pandemica, and you're shopping and stuff. You're just over all of this. I think what just happened with Bruce Willis is fascinating. You know, the actor? He goes into the LA Rite Aid, Los Angeles Rite Aid, which I'm fascinated by myself. Okay. Bruce Willis actually personally shops for himself in the Rite Aid. I wouldn't have suspected that, but it's fascinating. So he goes in there, right? And he's got a bandana tied around his neck, not his face, his neck. Which is what makes this so interesting. Willis, who's now 65, was asked to leave the Los Angeles store Monday after he refused to wear a mask and made employees and other customers upset. His decision raised eyebrows, the New York Post writes, as Willis had a bandana around his neck that he could have used to cover his nose and mouth, yet refused to use it. Interesting. You know what this sounds like to me? I don't know. I'm not him. I don't know him. This sounds like one of those where you just lose it. You just reach that point, whatever it is for you, and you're just like, I'm done. I'm finished. All of it. No. I'm over it. Don't know what led to this for Willis, although I suspect he's under a lot of stress. Listen to this. Can you imagine this? Willis, this is what I'm saying might have led to his stress. Willis has spent much of the pandemic holed up at his home in Idaho with ex-wife Demi Moore. Their three children, Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah. His current wife, Emma Hemming, and their two young daughters, Mabel and Evelyn. Wow, that'd push anybody over the edge. Wow. Both families together. I know they probably have a big house, but still. Maybe too much for one man to take. I don't know. It was an interesting stand for him to make. By the way, the internet beat him down so badly as a murderer and all that that he apologized within hours and said it was an error in judgment. Rank anger, probably. Frustration. So they're doing it. They are moving the ball down the court. It's going to be interesting to see if the rest of the media begins repeating what Don Lemon has finally said. And I'm, you know what? I'm glad Don Lemon came out finally and told us the violence this summer was good. It was right. It was justified. It was okay. It was fine. We know that's what they think. And it's best to have a thing like that out in the forum, as horrific as it is. This was the final galling part of it. Lemon lied to his audience. It just flat out lied and said that President Trump hadn't condemned any of the violence, but that he should. Talk about the Capitol violence. That is an absolute, utter, and complete lie. You heard it in our news earlier, the audio condemning the violence over and over and over and over. But it doesn't matter. They lie on CNN. But think about what this means. Don Lemon, after saying the violence was just fine this summer, then ends with Trump should condemn the violence. Notice what's missing. He never said the left should condemn the violence. He never said that that Democrat leaders should condemn the violence. Why would he? He praised the violence. Again, 2,037 officers injured, over 30 dead, and $1 to $2 billion worth of damage. And it's all good. Here's Lemon.
The president should come out and say, there's nothing to protest. Everyone go home. Don't come out and protest. Don't come out and riot. You shouldn't have done what you did on Wednesday. We're against that. This is not what this movement is about. Has he said all that? No, he didn't.
Okay, that's a bold-faced lie. He said it over and over. In fact, he texted it to me. I'm on the president's fundraising text. He sent me a couple paragraphs on don't be violent. But notice what's missing there. No demand, the left-wing leadership, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Democrats condemn violence. But then why would there be? He just told us it was good, it was justified, it was fine, it was fabulous. I wonder what wouldn't be justified. Violence rise. I mean, we got 30 people dead by the left this summer. So, I mean, would 60 be too much? 100? He didn't say. I wish he had, though, because I want to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,